About 12 to 14 years ago, I was at a crossroads in my life, and it was with friends. And these friends were instrumental in my life as a Christian in my early years. And their friendship meant more than anything. And as the story goes, one of my friends met a guy. Isn't that always the case? A guy gets involved. And this guy was no good. And my husband and I knew it. We spoke to pastors in the church to get counsel to make sure we weren't crazy. And we had another really neat Christian couple counseling us. Well, things had happened and some things had confirmed what was going on. And to spare you the details, we just had gotten confirmation from people that we really trusted. So I went to these friends in fear and trembling and spoke the truth in love. And needless to say that, you know, we wanted to warn them that, you know, God didn't want them to go down this path. Well, we weren't received. It wasn't received in truth and love. Instead, it was received with comments like, I don't see what the big deal is. Isn't a friendship more important than following God? And I was devastated because I didn't expect this from these friends. I was being asked to compromise my faith as a Christian, and I just couldn't do it. I knew right then and there if I would have accepted this, I would have fallen away from God. So the most gut-wrenching thing, it was even harder than losing a child, was walking away from these friends because I wasn't this type of person. I was a loyal friend, and Lord willing, I will stand by you for a long time. Now, I wouldn't recommend this in just any situation, but for me, it was too hard to stand. It was too hard to face this compromise, and the pressure was too great. And in John 15, Jesus says to his disciples, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that bears no fruit. Now, with this decision, I felt as if Jesus was taking a great big axe and chopping off this part of my life. Because it was not full of life but diseased, and God cut it off. I was not going to bear the fruit of obeying God. And this walking away and taking the stand was God saying to me, are you going to put me first? Are you going to put me on the throne? Are you going to give me your pure devotion? This was really painful and completely out of my character. I'm the best follower around. So to do that was just not like me. But God wanted my devotion and my obedience, and he wanted me to put him first. And also in this area of scripture, it's in John, I think it's John 15. He says, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. And if I would have remained in these choices, this choice to compromise, I knew I was going to wither and I was going to fall away. And the other day I was at the park with my son, and he's on a picnic table, and he's going to jump off this picnic table. He's 8 years old. He's going to jump off this picnic table and grab a hold of the branch on a tree and swing on it. Well, it was an oak tree, and I'm like, oh, you know those oak trees, they rot. So sure enough, he jumps, and he grabs a hold of a branch about this big. The whole part of the tree cracks off and falls on top of him. And the terrible mom that I am, I'm laughing. I'm like, I can't believe you just did that. But as I looked at that branch, there were holes in it. And it was rotten, and it was no good anymore. And that's where I felt like I was at, and I was going to end up there if I would have stayed in that place. And, you know, I struggled for years. I struggled with thoughts like, could I have done something different? What's wrong with me? And it was so painful. And I tried to rekindle this friendship. I tried to glue that branch back on or hammer it on. And every time I tried to do it, I just didn't have peace. In fact, Mary prayed with me. You remember praying with me in your car over that? And every time I tried to make things work, I just didn't have God's peace. And when I accepted what he allowed to happen, I completely felt his peace. And I struggled for years. And as the years have gone on, because I had to sacrifice, God has rewarded me in the greatest ways. Probably the first part was this was at a point in my life when God was taking me into some major ministry. And I call it my christening into ministry. And he blessed everything that I did. It was when the Children's Bible Fellowship started, and it was a great ministry. And I look back now, and it's like, would I rather present to Jesus this branch that's, you know, not what he wanted, or these children that the Lord allowed me to minister to? So along with growing in ministry, on the vine of my life, there were two little sprouts that I think if God hadn't removed this, I would have never noticed these sprouts. And this is the part where I get to cry. Because they're my two best friends in the whole world. And one of them's my girlfriend, Kathy, who's just a kick in the pants. And the other one's Sharon, who you guys get to have every week. And these are friends that God wanted me to grow with and trust. And because of the pain over the years, it's been hard to trust. And but God was saying, you know, I want to give you this. I want to give you these true friendships. And, you know, when I look back now, the friends that God gave me would probably run me over with a car if I chose to compromise or disobey. They'd be on my door knocking. And so this is what God desired from me. He wanted to give me his true friendship first. And then he wanted to give me friends that were going to keep me in the place that he wanted me to be in. So when God says in his word, I take this scripture from John personally. He says, Debbie, I am the true vine and the Father is the gardener. He will cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Debbie, I'm the vine and you are the branches. You need to remain in me and I in him, and he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you will be like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Debbie, if you remain in me, and if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. Debbie, show yourself to be my disciple. So God's greatest desire was that I follow him. And he was the gardener. He cut off those things that he didn't want me to have in my life, but he gave me other things. And I think for years, because scripture says, ask whatever you want. Well, I'm asking for this one thing. And God's saying, no, I'm giving you this. And the things that he's given me has been so much greater. So that's my testimony. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. And God, I just ask that you would help all of us to give up those things that aren't fruitful, God, and to just continue to bless us, heal our hearts, and make us whole. In Jesus' name, amen.